Friday, October 17th, Memorial of St. Ignatius of Antioch, Bishop and Martyr. The first reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Romans, chapter 4, verses 1 through 8. Brothers and sisters, what can we say that Abraham found, our ancestor according to the flesh? Indeed, if Abraham was justified on the basis of his works, he has reason to boast. But this was not so in the sight of God. For what does Scripture say? Abraham believed God, and it was credited to him as righteousness. A worker's wage is credited not as a gift, but as something due. But when one does not work, yet believes in the one who justifies the ungodly, his faith is credited as righteousness. So also David declares the blessedness of the person to whom God credits righteousness apart from works. Blessed are they whose iniquities are forgiven and whose sins are covered. Blessed is the man whose sin the Lord does not record. Haydock Commentary. The apostle proves here what he had advanced in the last chapter, that the Jews cannot be justified by the works of the written law, nor by any works, unless joined with faith in the Messiah, their Redeemer. This he shows by the example of Abraham, who is said to have been justified by believing, and this before he was circumcised, and long before the law of Moses. Justification was then given without works of that law. If Abraham were justified by works, or by his own works, he might have glory, and be commended by men, who judge only according to outward appearances, but not with God. That is, he could not be truly justified so as to deserve a reward in heaven, without faith and the grace of God. Whatever glory or applause such works might procure from men, they would be of no value in the sight of God. For what does the Scripture say? Abraham believed God, and it was reputed to him unto justice. The Scripture, therefore, teaches us that he became just by his faith. And as he had this faith by the grace of God, grace was the cause of his justification, and not any works without grace. And when it is said, it was credited to him, we must not understand an imputation of being just without a true and interior justice. For to be reputed just in the sight of God, who sees the heart and sanctifies the soul by his interior grace, is the only true justice that can make a man acceptable to God. Not to have our sins imputed in the sight of God is to have them forgiven and to be free from our sins. God reputes nothing otherwise than it is. Abraham before his vocation was an idolater according to Josephus, and as Scripture itself seems to insinuate in Joshua chapter 24, Isaiah 43, Wisdom 10, and Judith 5. He did not then merit his vocation to the faith by his works. But when God had called him and made him depart from his country, when he promised to him an innumerable posterity, Abraham believed in his promises, and it was reputed to him unto justice, that his faith and his justice were the pure gift of God. His faith was not a dead and speculative faith only, but an active faith, a faith animated by charity. David accounted a man happy in being justified by God's grace and not by his own works, when he says, "Blessed are they whose iniquities are forgiven by the mercies of God, and whose sins are covered," that is, covered so as to be no more, even in the sight of God. Blessed are those who by doing penance have obtained pardon and remission of their sins, and also are covered, that is, newly clothed with the habit of grace, and vested with the stole of charity. When it is said that the sins of man are covered, we must not imagine that they still remain, but on account of the goodness of God will not be punished, as the Lutherans contend, for the justice of God could not allow this. But by it we must understand that they are entirely blotted out, and neither exist nor are considered any longer by God. Still, we must not conclude that man is blessed as soon as sin is remitted, since the same psalmist in another place ascribes happiness to man when he walks in the law of the Lord and when he keeps judgment and does justice. And our Savior says, "If you know these things, blessed shall you be if you do them." Moreover, if sins were never blotted out but only covered, why did the royal prophet pray to the Almighty, saying, "Blot out all mine iniquities"? And in different parts of the 50th Psalm, speaking of the egregious sinner, he says, "Let the sin of his mother not be blotted out," which would mean nothing at all if sins were never blotted out. Blessed is the man who hath retained his baptismal innocence, that no grievous sin can be imputed to him. And likewise, blessed is the man who, after falling into sin, hath done penance, and leads a virtuous life by frequenting the sacraments necessary for obtaining the grace to prevent a relapse, that sin is no more imputed to him. The Gospel from Luke chapter 12, verses 1 through 7. At that time, so many people were crowding together that they were trampling one another underfoot, Jesus began to speak first to his disciples, "Beware of the leaven, that is, the hypocrisy of the Pharisees. There is nothing concealed that will not be revealed, nor secret that will not be known. Therefore, whatever you have said in the darkness will be heard in the light, and what you have whispered behind closed doors will be proclaimed on the housetops. I tell you, my friends, do not be afraid of those who kill the body, but after that can do no more. I shall show you whom to fear. Be afraid of the one who, after killing, has the power to cast into Gehenna. Yes, I tell you, be afraid of that one. Are not 5 sparrows sold for 2 small coins? Yet not one of them has escaped the notice of God. Even the hairs of your head have all been counted. Do not be afraid. You are worth more than many sparrows." Haydock Commentary. Christ calls the hypocrisy of the Pharisees leaven, which changes and corrupts the best intentions of men. Nothing is more destructive than hypocrisy to such as give way to it.